is some of you already not wanting to step down, not wanting to backslide, not wanting to get cold or just act like, well, it really didn't happen. It wasn't a blessing, but some of you are letting things pull you back down. Pull you back down. I mean, it amazes me how quick folks can be pulled back down. Amen. I don't want to get ahead of myself because I just felt like I needed to say that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got several places I'd like to read tonight. Help us, Lord. First, I want to read in Ecclesiastes chapter 10. I want to read two verses in that chapter. I'm going to skip. We're going to read verse 8 and verse 11. Then I want to read in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 1. Several places in the book of Ephesians. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 8. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. And whoso breaketh a hedge, notice, help me, Lord, a serpent shall bite him. Do you notice that? A serpent shall bite him. Verse 11 of that same chapter. Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment. A babbler is no better. Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment. Sometimes there's no warnings when the serpent's going to bite. Sometimes there's no warnings when you're going to be attacked. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Help us, Lord. Ephesians chapter 1. And verse 3. Now remember, the first two verses I've already read was talking about a serpent, a snake. But now I want to talk to you about heavenly places. I believe we can get above some things. Can you say amen? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 20, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church. And one more place of reading, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Many years ago, Give me a minute before we pray, before you're seated. Just give me a minute. I've heard and knew about a snake line. And I'm going to talk to you about that. I've asked people the last several weeks, months, have they ever heard of what they call the snake line? And few people said, yeah, I know something about most people I talk to. They never heard of a snake line. But tonight I want to preach to you living above the snake line. Amen. I believe there's a place in God that God can help us conquer some things. Amen. And if you would you just raise your hands and ask the Lord to help us preach tonight. Father, oh, I feel your presence. But at the same time, Lord, I feel a battle in the building tonight. Hey, man, I feel like there's demons and spiritual conflicts. The flesh, all these things are battling the minds and the service. God, we're nothing without you. In the name of Jesus, push back the powers of darkness. God, give us liberty to speak and preach tonight. I know without you, we can do nothing. I pray, God, that you would bless the efforts of this church. Thank you, God, for the growth, not just in attendance, but spiritual growth. God, I pray for that individual that the devil's waging war right now. The progress that is made, the devil's trying to pull and destroy. God, I pray for victory tonight in this building. Help us, Lord. In your name we pray. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated if you want to. Today, really in one way, was a monumental day. Amen. Out this early this morning, I was with Brother Green. We were running around a little bit, and I told him that I'd never seen the American bald eagle. And most of you probably said, well, that's nothing. I've seen many, but I've never seen a bald eagle. And he said, well, I think I know where I can drive and see one. And sure enough, the first time we made the pass, the eagle wasn't there, Brother Lamb. We drove off for a little while and came back, and sure enough, at the distance, Brother Green, he made mention, there it is, and tall in that tree, and we drove by and got the binoculars out and looked at it real good, drove up a little closer, saw it again, and I was thrilled to be able to tell folks. Amen. I preach about the eagle every once in a while. Amen. But be able to see what in America, the bald eagle, that was something to see for me. Amen. But tonight, the Lord will help me. I believe that I need to preach to some of you. I refer a little bit about the eagle, but I'm going to talk about the snake line in a moment. But some of you in this building, God's been helping you. Can I see your hand tonight that God's been helping you in a lot of areas? Have you felt like God has raised you up and God has brought you out of some valleys and God has brought you out of some difficult situations and you felt a shout and you felt a glory. You felt a touch of the Lord. Amen. Amen. But I believe God has blessed you and caused you to raise up and sit together in heavenly places. I like it, church. Amen. When people testify. Amen. Like Sister Grace did the other night. And say she hadn't felt what she felt in a long time. And like Sister Jacqueline testifying and said, and she needed the preaching one night. Amen. And different ones like Sister Lot and different ones testifying of how God has lifted you up. Amen. Church, I believe tonight that God is wanting you, amen, to fly higher than you've ever flown. Amen. Climb higher than you ever got in the Lord. Amen. Thank God. About a week or so ago, amen, I was
was listening to somebody talking about an eagle. They was talking about how eagles eat, Brother Green. They were talking about how an eagle eat all these rabbits and these little animals. And when they eat, sometimes the parasites will begin to crawl all over the bodies of that eagle. And if that eagle doesn't do something, them parasites, it could kill that eagle. And what that eagle does, it begins to fly high. It begins to soar, amen, to an altitude that those parasites, they can't live and get in that altitude, and that the parasites die. And when they come back and land on that rock, land on the ground, land on that limb, all they do is shake off their feathers, and the parasites that would have killed them, destroyed them, they just shake it off. Amen. That's what I feel like God has done. Amen. This week and last week in the revival, some of you got in the presence of the Lord, in the Holy Ghost, and you was able to shake off some things that was destroying you. But thank God there's a place in God that we can soar, that God can help us and bless us. Amen. Listen to me. Most of the dangerous snakes in the world are found in the mountains. Some of the greatest dangers to hikers, people who like to walk trails, are serpents that are hiding underneath rocks or debris. You can hike and suddenly be bit. And if you're not prepared, you could die. There is a mountain in Colorado Springs, Colorado. It was discovered by a man by the name of Zebulon Pike in 1806. It is a very high mountain. In 1893, Catherine Bates climbed Pike's Peak, and as she overlooked the scenery, she wrote a song called America the Beautiful. That great patriotic song we sing even today. Amen. There's a trail on Pike's Peak that winds 13 miles and it ascends 7,500 feet vertically to the top of the mountain. Now in the summer months, there is a marathon that is run from the top of the mountain to the bottom, a total of 26 miles. As you know, Pike's Peak is a very famous mountain. In the summer months, there could be serpents that could bite a person. So there is what is called a snake line, which is drawn on Pike's Peak. It is actually a literal painted line that when you see it on some of the rocks, amen, it's a snake line. Now, if you were below the line, that means you could be in danger of being snake bit. Brother Lamb, if you was below that line, you could be bit. But just one pace above that line, if you could just take one step above that line into a new altitude, that means that a snake is not going to bite you. Why is it? Just that one pace means that the snake's there. They cannot climb to this altitude because the air is so thin. A man can live in this altitude, but a snake can't. And so, amen, if we can just get one pace above the devil, I believe we could have victory. Hey, that's what I'm going to try to preach to you in just a minute. How does that, what's that mean, brother? Amen. I believe there's a place in God on your job. You as a pastor, you as a housewife, you that work a job around all kinds of corruption. If we can just a step high enough, you that go to school, if we can just step high enough above the devil, above the attacks, above the lures of this world, I believe God tonight is wanting us to step higher and not come back down. Amen. God has blessed you this week. Why don't you say, God, help me, amen, to stay where you want me to stay, where I won't get snake bit. Lift your hands a minute. Help me, Lord. I need your help, God. Jesus. Oh, I need your help, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Who among us? Give me a minute here. Who among us has never climbed on an airplane, amen, begin to fly down that runway and down below. I remember first time I flew out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was a dreary, gray, ugly winter day. Amen. Snowing and all this cold. But we took down that runway. Amen. Find the speed of that plane. That nose, it tipped upward. And there we went. And we begin to bust through that gray, ugly sky. And to my amazement, I was overwhelmed. Amen. Because I got above that gray cloud. And it seems like, boom, there was another world above the gray clouds. And I seen the sunshine. I seen white clouds. Amen. You know what? I like to see God lift us up. You need God to lift you up. Aren't you tired of living in the same old? Some of you, amen, if you don't get help, you're going to just drop right back down where you were, right where the snakes live, right where the devil wants you, right where discouragement is, right where the backsliding is. Some of you need to step up higher. Oh, God. Help me, Lord. Raise your hand a minute. I feel like I need to preach to you. I feel like God needs to talk to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. One thing that the writer says in the book of Proverbs, he was impressed and amazed of the ways of a serpent upon a rock. Amen. But I want to stop a minute and just that one phrase there, the ways of a serpent. Brother Lamb, the ways of a serpent. Now listen, I don't know why it is about snakes. They intimidate me. Amen. I don't want to get too close. I'm not scared of them, but at the same time, I respect them because I know they could have poison. They could bite me and kill me. And so when I see a snake, I've seen plenty of snakes. I haven't seen a lot of poisonous snakes, but I have seen some snakes. Amen. They intimidate me. Amen. But at the same time, if the devil could, he'd like to intimidate us. Amen. He'd like to intimidate us to think, you ain't going to make it, Sister Lamb. Amen. The church ain't going to grow. Amen. You're not going to do good. You're going to drift right back. The devil's a liar. And I'm not here to be intimidated tonight. I'm sad. I can get above you. I can't conquer you. I can live victors. I can't go to heaven. I can't have revival. I can't shout. I can't keep the victory. Amen. Through January, all the way through December. It's dangerous tonight. I'm feeling better than you all. I'm sorry. Amen. You need to tell the devil you can live it. You need to tell the devil I'm going to rise above it. Sister Jacqueline, you need to tell the devil you're going to do better than you've ever done. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, Brother Lamb. You need to tell the devil, amen, you're going to be the best pastor that God's going to help you to be. Amen. Somebody said, now don't start talking to the devil. Jesus did. He said, it is written. Why don't you get you some good word and tell him how you feel? I got to slow down and preach, reserve my strength if I'm going to preach 3 hours tonight. Amen. Snake dreams. How's a little boy out here? The older saints of God. They had a dream of a snake. God showed them things in the church, and I knew they did.
You have any snake dreams? I told you about one the other night. I said, I don't know if that was from God. But I tell you one that was from God. Amen. The last 6 months or so, amen, me and my travels and things like that. There's a church. And they just pulled me in some the church trouble. All right. I mean, help me out. And they were saying, help us out with situations. And I love the church because I grew up around them and I knew the people real well. And they loved me, my ministry. And I was in there, they was calling me all the time. And I was talking to them. And they, we was trying to work it out and trying to give advice. Then I had a dream. I hadn't told them this. But in my dream, one of the main board men, they didn't have a pastor. Amen. One of the main board men of that church, between him and me, there's this big old snake. And you know the way I am with snakes, I'm probably going to kill it. So I was in there, you know, and that guy says, get back. Get back. Amen. And I already thought I had it in a way that I was going to kill it. Next thing he kept saying, get back, get back. Next thing I knew, in my dream, I seen those fangs in my body, my arm. And I could just see them and it looked so real in my mind. And that man saying, get back, get back. And in my, I feel like the Lord began to tell me, now Brother Fred, you stay out of that. It ain't your business. Amen. That make any, now you, and preachers need to know what their business, what not their business. And if ain't your business, stay out of it because you might get snake bit, mess up your reputation, lose places to preach. People don't have confidence in you. And so you know what I did? Amen. They just in the last few days, some of them, are you upset? Are you mad? What has somebody offended you? I couldn't tell them why. I had a dream that God said, keep your nose out of that business because I don't want to get snake bit. Amen. Listen to me. Amen. There's a devil out there that's wanting to bite you. There's a devil out there wanting to destroy you. Amen. Why don't you stay away from the devil? Why don't you stay away from sin? Why don't you stay away from the things that's pulling on you and let God raise you up? Amen. Just give me a minute. I'm going to get somewhere. I think it's going to bless you. Amen. You know what? I don't know a lot about snakes, but one thing I know, they're concealed. Like today, we drove through these big pastures, but what's them big things called? Palmettos. Y'all know a palmetto. I'm a foreigner. All right. I said, what good are they? And he said, only good I know of them for rattlesnakes to get in and hide. And hey, that's the way snakes are. They want to get somewhere and hide and be concealed. Unless you get close, they want to strike you. Amen. That's nothing. A lot of snakes. There's no warning. They're just going to bite you. Amen. I don't like snakes. I don't want to get snake bit and all these things. And when you look at all the ways of a serpent, as the book of Proverbs says, they hide until it's time to strike. Amen. They adopt themselves to its surroundings. And I'm going to give you some other facts. And you all, again, I want to see your hand. How many believe that God's really blessed you in this revival? Amen. Did you know if you cut off the head of a snake, the poison can still be discharged up to 6 hours after the head of the snake has been cut off? Amen. Did you know the heart of a snake? I got this from science. And so when I read this, don't ask me to explain. I'm just telling you what somebody smarter than me said. Amen. The heart of a snake can beat 2 days after it is dead. Amen. The reason why I read those two facts is this. Amen. Some of us felt like God last night. You testified. You shouted. God's
blessed you, and you walk out those doors, and you thank God for victory. Amen. But that head of that snake, the poison could be discharged 6 hours later, 2 days later. Amen. That heartbeat of that snake, you keep on beating. What I'm saying is this. Amen. The devil, if he can, he's going to tell you. Amen. That was emotion. He's going to tell you. You really didn't get help. He's going to tell you. You really didn't pray through. But you need to tell the devil back. I got saved. I got victory. And by the grace of God, I'm going to climb higher.
Now, amen, let me preach to you. This is what I wanted to get to. Amen. I tell you, I dealt with it a little bit this week. How a snake likes to eat. He wants to swallow whole. Okay? I got some scriptures I want to read. Amen. Now listen, I believe that one of the best men in the Bible was Job. How many can say amen? Job was a good man. That's right. The Bible says there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright and one that feared God and eschewed evil. That man was a good man. But then the Bible says in verse 10, hast thou not made a hedge about him, about his house, about all that he hath on every side? Help me, Lord. Thou hast blessed the work of his hands. His substance is increased in the land. So, Brother Lamb, you see a man that's a good man. He's got a wonderful family. He's rich. He's godly. And not just that, he's protected by a hedge. Amen. There's no way that the devil can get to him. Amen. Talking about a good thing. Amen. But you know what? How many's ever felt like Job? You was a good man. And you did right. But somehow or another, amen, that hedge was moved. Here comes the serpent. Surely, amen, surely Job is not the only one that God has ever moved the hedge. Surely somebody else can identify and say, I'm trying to live good, but here comes problems. Here comes trouble. Here comes that serpent. Here comes that thief. The Bible says, amen, in verse 8, excuse me, amen, some of the characteristics of the devil. The thief cometh not for to steal, kill, and destroy. Notice the word thief. How many knows the devil is like a thief? Amen. He's like a thief. He's like a serpent. He's like a snake. Whoso breaketh the hedge, the serpent shall bite him. And Job, here he is. All of a sudden that hedge is moved. Amen, Brother Green. And that snake comes in and it grabs hold. It grabs hold of his wealth. It grabs hold of his family. It grabs hold of his physical body. And it begins to destroy him. Amen. The life of Job. Amen. How many's ever been there? Give me a minute. Hallelujah. There in Oklahoma. Amen. About 2 years ago. I thought about telling this. I thought about not. I don't want to. Let me just tell you. I was out in the backyard. I was cutting the grass. All of a sudden, I seen a snake there. It wasn't moving too quick. It was only about a foot and a half long. I thought, wow, why ain't it moving quicker than that? I grabbed it by the tail and I picked it up, Brother Green. And when I did, I'm not trying to be gross, amen, but a snake swallows when it eats. And when I picked it up, there's another snake. And that other snake had almost consumed, and out it came. Amen. Listen, we say that's gross. Can I tell you tonight what the devil's trying to do is swallow you whole. He's wanting to swallow your testimony. He's wanting to swallow this church. He's wanting to swallow your
ministry. Amen. Job, he was in the mouth of Satan. Amen. The hedge was gone. He was destroyed. But Job 1:20 says, then Job arose, rent his mantle, shaved his head, fell down upon the ground and worshipped. He said, naked came I out of my mother's womb. Naked shall I return thither. And he said, in all this, Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. You know what he did? He kept his integrity. I pray, Brother Lot, when I go through things, God help me to keep my integrity. Amen. When the car breaks down, help me to worship. Amen. When the kids don't do right, help me to worship. Amen. When my needs aren't met, amen. God, you know all about them. Help me to worship. Amen. When my family turns against me, help me to worship. When you get attacked by Satan, I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to worship. Here's what I got blessed. I wish I could preach better tonight. I really do, Sister Grace. I really want to preach better. Because when God looks down, Brother Harris, do I see what he sees? Did Job realize what was going on? He says, when I'm tried, I shall come forth. Amen. You know, the devil's like a thief. But you know what the Bible says? In the Old Testament, the Bible says, if a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. Let him pay double. Here Job was. I'm not going to leave him sitting there with boils and ashes and his wife saying, curse God and die. I'm not going to leave Job there. I'll tell you where I want to talk about Job. Amen. Is in verse 10 of chapter 42. And the Lord returned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. You know what God did for Job? Amen. Because he worshipped him. Amen. When the devil attacked him, amen, God blessed him. Amen. With double, God gave him double for his trouble. Amen. Tonight, if you're going through trouble, and you wonder, God, why? I feel attacked. I feel like things aren't going right. Why don't you wait on God? Why don't you keep your integrity? Why don't you keep on worshiping? Why don't you keep on coming to church? Why don't you keep on singing in the choir? Why don't you keep on playing that guitar? Why don't you keep on testifying? Because after a while, God's going to bless you with double, with double. I don't know about you, but I want to be blessed double with what the devil has stole from me. Amen. The devil, he might try to steal my ministry. Amen. But thank God, God has a way of blessing you with double. Can I preach a minute? I'm trying. I'll tell you, have you ever been down? Have you ever thought, man, you just might as well give up and quit? I feel like I ain't doing no good. Amen. I tell you, I don't know how many years ago it's been now. I resigned the church. All the pressure. Amen. The struggle, knowing, felt like the only way to make ends meet. Amen. Take all the overtime I could on the job. Worked 66 hours. Amen. Because my job, my church, the income was gone. I kept trying to provide for my family. Wasn't preaching for about 6 months. That rocked on. Took another job that paid better. Worked for Walmart. All this. But I wasn't preaching. That devil kept on saying, you ain't going to preach again. Nobody wants you for revival. Amen. What are you going to do? It just felt like I was washed up. Felt like I wasn't going to make it. But you know what? I kept on worshiping. I kept being faithful with God. And I'll tell you right now, God's done one thing in Fred Wynn's life. I feel like He's blessed me double. Amen. God's a blessing in my soul. Amen. Thank God He maketh rich and added no sorrow unto it. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to hurry. Praise the Lord. I'm going to finish with this. I need... Can you all come here a minute? You're the biggest. I want you to get up here on that top step back there. Brother, I want you to come here. Stand right here. And you stand right there at that altar. Get on your knees if you would. Like you're praying. All right? Help me, Lord. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 2, the Bible says, I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell, or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught me up to the third heaven. Amen. Let's just say it's a great thing. Amen. Come here, Brother Dustin. For the Lord, amen, to move you to the third heaven. Go up there and stand by Brother Ken for a minute. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Lamb, since the Bible said there's a third heaven, in my thinking, there's got to be a first heaven, a second heaven, and a third heaven. Is that right? A first heaven is from the ground to the clouds. All right? Amen. That's where Brother Dustin was. Now come back down here. Amen. That's where we're at right now. From the ground to the clouds. The first heaven is where you're sitting right now. Amen. Then there must be a second heaven. And that's where this brother right here is standing. Amen. The clouds. Amen. Let me say to the farthest star. Amen. But at the same time, in this altitude, in this second heaven, and also in this heaven here, there's a prince and the power of the air. You're also representing the devil, powers, principalities. Amen. The prince and the power of the air. Everybody got that? You got the first heaven, the second heaven, and then you got the third heaven. Amen. Beyond the farthest star, the throne of God where God's at. How many can say amen? Amen. And we see there is one man, at least in the Bible, amen, that God blessed him in a way that caused him to move from the first heaven to the third heaven. Praise God. That had to be a blessing. Amen. That had to be glorious. I don't know anybody here that God has ever done that for. Now come back down again. Amen. Because I'm getting ready to show you something. Most of us, amen, if not all of us, will never have an experience like the Apostle Paul. But then I look at another man by the name of Daniel. Amen. In Daniel chapter 10 and verse 12. Amen. Let me read this. The Bible says in verse 10, and behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees, upon the palms of my hands. I know you like to shout. Amen. Some of you really shouted, God, in the presence of the Lord. But here when Daniel felt the presence of the Lord, you know what he did? He got on his hands and knees. Amen. I mean, he is afraid. He just couldn't shout. All he do, he wanted to bury his head somewhere. Amen. Verse 12 said, then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me water 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. In other words, amen, Daniel, get on your knees again and begin to pray. Most of us, we're not going to have an experience, amen, where we're called up to the third heaven, but most of us, heaven's going to come down. Amen. Heaven's going to come down. Yeah, when the angel began to come, he left the third heaven and came into the second heaven. Amen. There's another angel, amen, that began to withstand him 21 days. Amen. They moved, amen, the prince, the power, the air out of the way. And then heaven, amen, third heaven, came down to the first heaven and blessed that man and talked to him. In other words, church, what's happened every time God blesses him inside this church from the third heaven, amen, comes the glory. From the third heaven comes the presence of God. From the third heaven all the way down to the first heaven, we're not going to have an experience like the Apostle Paul. Amen. What we're going to have, he's going to cause us to sit together in heavenly places. And so every time you feel the Lord moving in your soul, and you shout, and you walk, and you cry, and you preach, and you sing, I'll tell you what, the atmosphere, it begins to get full of the glory of God, and he makes that house a heavenly place. Hey, God, tonight, this can be a heavenly place in Christ Jesus.
Oh, God. Lift your hands. I'm closing in just a moment. Father. Father, move. Oh, God. I feel an unction. I feel like there's somebody that needs help tonight. Amen. Oh, God. Jesus. Lift us up above the snake line tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Church, I feel a warning. I'm worried for somebody in the building. Amen. I'm worried that somebody's going to get in their mind, I can play games with God. Amen. I can just fool around. I really don't need to dedicate my life. I don't really need to climb up higher. I can stay where I'm at. Amen, sir. Ma'am. Amen. You're living dangerous. Anytime you think you could step down from when God has lifted you up, there's a serpent there that's ready to swallow you whole. Amen. There's an enemy there that'll rob you. Amen. Of your character. That'll rob you. Amen. Of your credibility. That'll rob you of your ministry. Amen. Tonight, why don't you let God, amen, break through your heart? Why don't you let God break through your mind? Why don't you let God break through your soul and give you victory in the name of Jesus? Let's all stand. Praise God. Jesus. Oh, God. Father, finish this tonight. Finish this. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Something's pulling you down. Isn't it amazing? Paul was overwhelmed at times. You're so soon removed. Jesus. Saints, pray a moment. I feel like the Lord's reaching out. Why? I'm going to deal. You know, Brother Lamb, what pulls us down? I mean, I know, I can say it's the devil. But you know one thing I feel like right now is pulling somebody is music.
Come on, Brother Lamb.
Oh, I just, it's music. I don't know. You say what you want to. People, they preach against rock and roll, and they should, but a lot of folks leave that country and Western music alone. Turn on your country. Just, I challenge you. I'll tell you what another preacher told me. He said he turned on a country station, and he listened for 1 hour. And he told how many songs, and how in that 1 hour, how many times they talked about drinking, how many times they talked about adultery, how many times cheating, and all these things that directly broke the commands of the Lord. And you know what does? It pulls you down. You know, I wish you could just say the devil in a black suit and a cape, but you know, it's not a bad movie, and it's not that awful. Amen. I mean, it's just got a few cuss words, and then it's just a pastime. You get bored on the weekends when we're not in revival. Oh, I didn't know it had that scene in it. It's too late then. What I'm saying is, anything that the devil can use, he's going to pull you down. Amen. Anything that will attract your mind, that attract your spirit, it's going to pull you down. Amen. And God forbid, drugs, alcohol. I don't think you got to deal with that in this congregation. I don't think so. Amen. But maybe so. And I don't know. Maybe I know you got a lot of boys and girls here. Hey, listen on these dates. I know you got chaperones. But I'll tell you what. Even though you go to church together, amen. The pastor's not there. The parent's not there. But don't let something, amen. A lustful spirit get in there and pull you down. Amen. In one service. Amen. When you shouted last Sunday and because of something you've done, it pulls you down. And then when you come to church, really I need to pray through before I shout. And when you step down, the devil gets you from that place to this place. The snakes, the vipers, the venom, the bitterness. And when you get down here, and when preachers start getting on what you're doing, there's another snake that's going to start biting you. That preacher don't love me. Who does he think he is? Hey, that snake, that devil's going to start saying, hey, he's just picking on you, and you're a teenager, and he's pulling you out in that world, and that snake's going to tell you, you don't have to dedicate your life. You don't have to consecrate your life. You don't have to do that. There's another snake out there. Past year in Tecumseh, Oklahoma, there's a man that in the newspaper, this made national news because in one way it was kind of comical, another way it was serious. He was known, had all these snakes around his property, but never killed them. Rattlesnakes, copperheads, yeah, don't kill them snakes. He went to the mailbox one day, made national news. I heard it when I was off preaching in another state. He got out there and he started feeling something stinging him around the ankles. Looked down. There's a little rattlesnake or a pygmy rattler, I guess. It was stinging him and he got all scared because he felt that sting and he knew he was getting bit. And he's trying to get away and he fell. When he fell, a copperhead bit him. And he lived. But he said, I'm going to kill the snakes now. I'll tell you why people act like they do. You wonder, where did that attitude come from? Where did that bad spirit come from? I'll tell you where it came from. He's shouting right here. But then they done something they wasn't supposed to do. They begin to listen to something they wasn't supposed to listen to. They begin to go places they wasn't supposed to go. And all these things, they stepped down. And when they stepped down, amen, above, they was above that snake line. But when they stepped down, they begin to get bit. 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 And now they don't come to church like they used to come. Amen, they don't shout like they used to shout. We look, we wonder, why aren't they getting in? I'll tell you why they ain't getting in. They got snake bit. Some of y'all said, say, you got snake bit in this revival. You didn't even, you didn't ask the Lord to get it. Sorry making you stand so long. You don't get some things fixed. Oh, no, no, not my home will never end up in divorce. No, you just wait. You see what that snake going to do. Oh, no, no, no. My kids, they'll never do something like that. And you just wait. You just see how much that poison can corrupt you and ruin you. I pray for you, brother. Pray for you, brother. Ain't bragging, but man, I've been praying for you for a while. I don't want my brother to get snake bit. I don't want you to get snake bit. I'll tell you something. I'm going to talk to these men a minute. Pray. There's three things that preachers need to watch. You know this and you know this. Three things. Brother Havis Crawford, I heard him say it. He said, man, after a certain time in your ministry, you got to watch three things. Watch money. Watch power. Watch women. They'll ruin you. I guess the reason why I felt like maybe some of y'all think I was preaching so hard. Let me talk to these preachers, man. They can take it. You can take it. If your congregation can take it, take it. I need to preach to you. I don't know, Sister Lamb, but you know I want to come back sometime. Brother Lamb's already invited me back, but I don't know if I ever get back, so this may be my last message ever at this church. But I want to hear your families and we're still going good. And hallelujah. How many with a raised up hand say, Brother Fred, I'm going to stay saved. I'll see your hand. I mean, lift them both up. I'm going to stay saved, Sister Joni. I'm going to stay saved, Brother Shelley. I'm going to stay saved. Brother Isaac, I don't know if you're going to go back to Kentucky, but glad you've been here. Glad I met you, but I'm going to stay saved. Hallelujah. All over this building, I know I'm through. But let's one more time raise your hands, worship the Lord. Let's come up around the front right now. Amen. Sister Grace is going to play, sing. Amen. But let's come right now. Amen. And say, Lord, if I've stepped down, amen, already this revival, if I've already stepped down, help me to step back up. Help me to step back up. Help me to step back up. There's a snake there. I feel like I'm preaching to somebody.